Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Twitter, hit us there. Brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Peters Township. Visit them online at southhillsjeep.com. Time right now, 9:02. Yes, 9:02. It's a good time to review your auto and home insurance with the Buell Insurance Agency. We'll reach out to the phone or go out to the phone lines in just a moment. We're going to fetch up Ross Tucker here in a little bit. But be sure, Dunkin', the official coffee of the Fan Morning Show. Grab a Dunkin' this weekend. Grab a Dunkin' today on your way into work if you're just out and about. Get a hot Dunkin', get a cold Dunkin', get any kind of Dunkin'. As Adam is, this is funny. I love play-by-play of Adam trying to secure a guest is pretty funny. So he had Ross Tucker on the horn. And by the way, Ross Tucker is our Odyssey NFL insider. Insider calls brought to you by Driveway.com. Looking for a car, go to Driveway.com where you can get pre-qualified, buy a car, and get it delivered. So he had him on, and then he dropped off, and then he's scrambling. Like, his arms are moving so fast, like he's somebody working like a soundboard at a concert trying to get his phone and then trying to type the numbers, then trying to get him on, then moving around, swiveling his chair, and now he's giving me the big thumbs up. Crowley, we getting the thumbs up?
Here, two of them, baby.
All right. Ross Tucker, we go out to on the phone line. He is, along with former Pitt quarterback Matt Lytle, the pride of Wyomissing, Pennsylvania. It's Ross Tucker. Hello, Ross. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing? Can you hear me okay?
Absolutely, yep. Positively wonderful. Great. Can you hear us?
Yeah, there's a little crackling, but you know what? I'm from Eastern PA, so I'm tough, and I'll be able to fight through it.
Yeah, like I said, along with Matt Lytle, Wyomissing, Pennsylvania. There we go. Former Pitt quarterback. So here we go. Go ahead.
I was just going to say we got one in the NFL right now as well in Alex Anzalone, who's a captain, starting linebacker.
Yes.
For the Detroit Lions, and I'm hoping that we'll actually be able to beat the Whipfield team in the state championship game this year. We lost to Central Valley the last 2 years, so hopefully hopefully third time's a charm.
Best there it luck. Is. Well, let me ask you, as you're the NFL insider for Odyssey, and we were knocking this around a little bit earlier today, is our local perception here is that Mike Tomlin needs to win some playoff games. Mike Tomlin needs to do more. Mike Tomlin, come on. What are you going to do in the postseason? Is the national perception that Mike Tomlin is a great coach in the discussion sort of ends there? Are there any holes in Mike Tomlin from a national perspective?
Well, I think people will point out that the only negative you'll ever hear about Tomlin is that it seems like every year they lose at least one game that they have no business losing whatsoever. I think other than that, the national narrative is Mike Tomlin is a top five coach in the NFL, and if the Steelers ever moved on from him, he would have his choice of 10-plus head coaching jobs. And I think it's because they've never had a down year. You know, they've never had a losing record. And you think about that when you have Duck Hodges that 1 year. And even the last couple of years, you know, to do what they did, making the playoffs, even when it seemed like Ben really couldn't play anymore, I think you combine those two things with the fact, let's be honest, guys, people love listening to Mike Tomlin talk. I mean, look, people love the way Mike Tomlin carries himself and presents himself to the media. So nationally, he's thought of as a top five guy. And so if the Steelers ever moved on from him, he would get hired in a heartbeat. The only negative, like I said, you ever hear is about that one regular season game that they lose every year that they have no business losing.
How do you anticipate he's going to handle the Trubisky-Pickett dynamic this year, having not had to deal with anything like that at all in the last 15 years?
It's a terrific question. You know, I think other organizations are much more concerned about development than the Steelers. And I think that is sort of a blessing for the Steelers, but it might end up being a little bit of a curse. In other words, I truly believe, and you guys have to tell me if you feel differently, I truly believe that the Steelers will do whatever it takes each week to try to win that game. And if they think it's Trubisky, it's Trubisky. If they think it's Mason Rudolph, it's Rudolph. If they think it's Pickett, it's Pickett. And maybe to their detriment, right? Like, I don't know. I picture the Steelers winning 7 or 8 games this year, which I don't know what that does for you. But that's the Steeler way, and I respect it. I respect that they never give up on a season. They never give up on a game. But, you know, at some point, if they're 2-5 or 3-6, it would seem to me to make a whole lot of sense to give Pickett the rest of the year. I don't know that they'll do that. They have a different philosophy. It's why they're always competitive. They're always pretty good. As a former player, I respect the crap out of it because I would never want to kind of wave the white towel on a season and say, okay, let's let the young guy play the rest of the year so we can have get him more experience for 2023.
Do you think from a general manager and organizational standpoint, though, that it would have made sense in one of the last 2 years to just punt from Ben Roethlisberger, go with Rudolph, tank, and then draft a quarterback earlier than they wound up drafting one with Pickett, a guy like Tua maybe a couple years ago?
Well, that would have been 3 years ago. That's a much different scenario. It's actually pretty remarkable, isn't it, that the Steelers didn't do that. They, in fact, made the playoffs, and they still got the first quarterback off the board. They had their pick of the guys this year. I would say, actually, I think they did it perfectly. You know, I was a fan, if you guys remember last year, I was a believer in giving Ben one more shot because I also thought, you know, it was just a year ago that they had, what were they, 11-0? And I know he had some shoulder issues, he didn't play great, but I thought he and sort of that group deserved one more go-round, and they did it, and they made the playoffs. I mean, you guys have a different standard, and I get it, and you should. But, like, there are franchises that never make the playoffs. There are GMs and head coaches that would cut off the tip of their pinky to make the playoffs. And the Steelers do it in, like, a rebuilding year.
Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. Ross Tucker joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Can you overwork Najee Harris? We've talked about this, too, Ross. Can he become a Le'Veon Bell volume type guy, catching the football out of the backfield, handing it to him a million times? And you say, like, okay, who cares about the second contract? He's my horse right now. Let's see what we can get out of him in the next 4 years.
Well, that's 1,000% what they should do. Can I say something? And I want to get your opinion on this.
Sure.
Now, I thought he played better the last couple games,
mm-hmm.
but I was not overly impressed by him. Like, I don't see it. I mean, I think he's fine, but I don't think he's like a guy. I don't think he's what Le'Veon Bell was. I think he's fine. I think he's a good starting running back, but I don't think he's a star player. When I watched him last year, I didn't really see a special player.
Well, I'll tell you this.
I saw a solid player, but not a special one.
I think he can open up. I would never, ever, ever draft a first-round running back. I know that. But I think he can. His game can expand, one, if he gets a better interior line, and two, if he has a quarterback that can throw the semblance of a deep ball down the middle of the field at all. So we'll see if those things can happen, Ross.
Yeah, I guess I'm just talking about when he had the ball, I didn't see, like, rare power. I didn't think he made many people miss. I didn't see a whole lot of explosiveness. I thought he was fine. I mean, I thought he was a good rookie starting running back, but I don't think we're ever going to be talking about him as the best running back in the NFL. I don't know that we'll ever talk about him as one of the 5 best in the NFL.
Really?
Maybe
that's
look, I'm going to get a bunch of tweets. People are going to say I'm a hater. I'm not a hater. I got no problem with Najee Harris. And by the way, I don't know how much weight he gained. You know, I saw that he put on 8 pounds or whatever, you know, and he kind of clapped back on it a little bit. That's not a positive.
I don't
want my pass-catching running back weighing over 240.
His quads are the size of redwoods now, Ross. I think as much contact as he took behind the line of scrimmage last year, I do think this guy's got top five potential, and we could see it as soon as this year.
Well, listen, he's going to have to show it. He's going to have it because they're going to have to ride him because they still have a below-average O-line and a below-average quarterback. No matter who their quarterback is, they're going to be likely below average. We know the O-line's below average. I mean, yeah, it reminds me of, like, Animal House. I mean, below-average quarterback playing O-line is no way to go through the NFL life, son.
Ross, do you have any idea what's about to happen to you here? Because I'm going to pull out one of your quotes. I'm going to put it on a nice graphic. It's going to get tweeted out, and you're going to get absolutely mauled by Pittsburgh people for the next 48 hours on Twitter.
I have no problem with that. Look, I am not one of those people that placates to the market that I'm in. I have so much respect for the Steelers organization. I love Cam Hayward. I love their defense. I am shocked that Ogunjobi signed there. I think he's a very interesting fit in their defense, but I think he can be a really productive player. I'm a big Tomlin guy, but I'm being honest. I mean, like, they have below-average quarterback play, below-average O-line, and I don't think Najee Harris is a special player. Maybe he proved me wrong. That'd be great. Look, I live in Harrisburg now. Half these people are Steelers fans. That'd be great. I would love if the Steelers were still good. But, man, I got to go by what I see. I go by my eyes, and that's what I see. I see those three things. You brought up, or somehow we talked about, three negative things. I can talk about positive things. You want me to, too?
No, this is good. Ross Tucker, I do want to ask you one last thing, though, Ross. How many games do you think Deshaun Watson will play this year, and how many games do you think – when's the next time he plays a regular season game?
November.
Of this year?
November. Yeah, I think he'll play November of this year, and I think it's a question of – when in November. And the funny part about that is I think it'll be late enough in November that it'll be, like, irrelevant. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, that would be the best way for the NFL to do it, because suspend him for, you know, I'm sure the NFL supposedly wants to suspend him for a year. The NFLPA is fighting it. It goes to an independent arbitrator now. It goes to a judge. We talked about that this week on the Ross Tucker podcast. It doesn't go to Goodell. So I think the independent arbitrator lands at like 8 games, 10 games, whatever. And I know Jacoby Brissett's decent, but the combo of Jacoby Brissett for 8 to 10 games and then Watson playing football for the first time in like 2 years, they're basically kiboshing the Browns season, right? I mean, you can get, even if it's 8 games, but definitely if it's 10 games, by the time he comes back, the Browns are probably out of it already. So, I mean, is there a big difference between them suspending him 10 games and all 17? Probably not really, other than he gets to play the last 7 games that the Browns are probably already out of it. Maybe they go 4-3, 5-2 in those games, but it's irrelevant because they're already out of it. And so he's kind of playing meaningless games, which to me would be a little bit funnier than having him be suspended for the whole year.
Ross Tucker, Odyssey NFL Insider. Ross, thank you so very much. Be sure to check your mentions because Pittsburgh will be in them. Thank you.
All right, see you again. Be nice to me. I love the Manny Brothers. I love the city of Pittsburgh. My dad was a huge Rolling Rock guy growing up, so that's all I snuck out of the fridge. I'm a big Pittsburgh guy. See ya.
Perfect. We'll send Najee your regards as well.
Yes. Insider calls brought to you by Driveway.com. Head to Driveway.com today. Shop for more than 25,000 new and used cars in Driveway's national inventory. By the way, text us, Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. One bozo in an adult hockey game we tell you about coming up next. Non-bozo, Donnie Football. He joins in just a little bit. He's got, what, 6-7 days left to get all those miles in. We check in how he is doing, Donnie Football is, that's for sure. And how does he deal with Pony? And maybe we'll ask him about a song for Pony's Hot Takes. That's coming up in just a little. We talk to Donnie Football because I really want to find out how he's doing with that running. But here, Schultz Ford there for you. Schultz Ford Wexford, Schultz Ford Harmer, Schultz Ford South in West Mifflin. All three stores, listen to this, President's Award winners, right? Ford's President's Award awarded to dealers with outstanding customer service, dedicated employees, and the highest level of sales performance. Schultz Ford got 3 of them.
at Schultz Ford Wexford, Schultz Ford Harmer, Schultz Ford South in West Mifflin. And how about this? People looking for those pre-owned cars, pre-owned trucks, 90 pre-owned certified F-150s Schultz Ford has right now. You need a pre-owned F-150, Schultz Ford is your place. Again, three great locations or online, schultzford.com. What are you yammering about back there, about Pony now?
Oh, this Pony cat. He is just going on and on.
It's like he went to sleep and woke
up. Wait, he's on social media right now?
Thinking the exact same thoughts.
Yes.
Wait, whoa. I got to pull it up. Is this happening real time?
Yeah, 10 minutes ago.
Hold on, this damn microphone. Okay, hold on.
Easy, Zeiss.
Yeah, so Montana was better than Marino. Is this what I'm reading?
Yep,
correct.
Montana was better than Marino. Brady was better than Big Ben. Even though the latter had more God-given ability than the former in both cases. Kenny Pickett can and will be better than more physically gifted quarterbacks like Lamar Jackson. He has a will to be great. Have we figured out a song? Does that make me crazy? Does that make me crazy? Does that make me crazy? Every time he has a crazy take, we're doing this, a hot take.
Yeah.
He's out of... There's no way this is a real thing. He is doing this just to incite people, right? This is my kid that, when they were real little, like one of my kids when they were 2 or 3, that would just throw food on the wall to get your attention.
You know what? I think Pony, what makes him as good as he is, I do think he buys into this stuff.
Well, you know what else makes him this good? Is that he never engages with anybody. He stands there and just takes it from people that hammer him after this.
He launches a grenade into a crowd and then just walks away. Like the Joker in Batman, just walks away from the hospital as it explodes.
That's right.
Like Richard Jewell. No. No, that guy he got a raw deal. But no, Pony just, man alive. Now, hold on. Now I'm going to click on this tweet, and there are 13 likes and 10 responses. I'm going to find that the first response is just the Michael Jordan, get some help.
Scarpino.
Then, you are wrong so often this petrifies me, is another one. I'd like your optimism. I'd sign today for a Lamar Jackson-type career today, but let's be honest, they're not the same athletes. I think a better comparison is Carr. Someone writes.
And then somebody screenshot something he tweeted from like 4 years ago. Kenny Pickett isn't very good.
The best one is, you're high. Y-O-U-R. You're high. Someone writes to Pony.
This is it right here.
Every time Pony has this, we're playing this song. What is this? Is it a shtick or is it real? Come on.
I think it's just real enough that he's taking it from like 2.5 or 3 and turning it up to 11.
I think he's sincere.
You think it's rooted? I think it's rooted in sincerity, but it's on steroids.
Yes.
It's like Chris
said.
I think that's what's happening here.
Hey, he's a performer.
He certainly is. He certainly is. But Kenny Pickett hasn't taken... Oh, I like the kid. He hasn't taken a first-team snap in practice yet.
That's right.
And he's already got him better than an NFL MVP.
He has a will to be great, Colin. According to, that's...
Well, you know what? So does the kid down the street playing tag Nerf football as a will. But he also can't run fast.
He's compared to both Joe Montana and Ben Roethlisberger in this tweet, I believe.
We have more.
Oh, yes.
Literally going to make people hate Pickett by continuing to beat this drum. Let the dude get some meaningful reps under his belt before crowning him. You know, there could be a psychology in that. You could associate Pickett so much with Pony that you start to dislike Pickett because Pony loves him so much.
Well, and you
that happens.
And the standards get so unrealistically raised for Pickett by this kind of comps to Montana and Roethlisberger that this is what I mean by it's not fair to Kenny to be here.
I think Pony wakes up and smokes that gas. I think he's on it. Early in the morning, something. I don't know. He gets people to react, but not all publicity is good publicity. At some point, you just become a loon, and he's almost there. He's
almost a loon.
Well, what do you want me to say? Do you want me to have that take that take as serious? His Kenny Pickett takes are ridiculous.
He might be. He might be.
I will say this, though. I will say this.
Already.
If he will stand on the mountaintop. You know, like in Brazil, they got that big Jesus statue up. That's pony if Kenny Pickett ends up being good.
Oh, yeah.
If he ends up being a good NFL quarterback, get out of the way. Because pony, he deserves being that guy.
That's right. He'll have the Kenny Pickett jersey.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So more. He's gone all in. On this, Donnie Football. We talked to him about his running. How is he? How's his running coming along? We ask him coming up next. Stop the crazy song, Crowley.
Oh.
Get off that crazy train because you need to tell us about. You need to tell us about something.
I sure do. It's the Bet Parks Casino and Sportsbook app. It is the only app that I endorse. You can place a risk-free bet. Get this: a risk-free bet up to $750 on your first bet. That's right, risk-free. $750 your first bet. And you can bet more than the score with the Bet Parks Casino and Sportsbook app. You can bet player props, rebounds, shots on goal tonight in the Stanley Cup Final, over-under on strikeouts, live in-game betting. A team falls behind, you think they're going to come from behind and win. All of that is available. Plus, you can easily access the Futures tab at the Bet Parks Casino and Sportsbook app. Wherever you get your apps, also, betparks.com. Must be in New Jersey or Pennsylvania. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, just a little bit of time left today, and man, we've had a great day. We welcome in. He's going to make it even better. Donald Football, Donnie Football. He made a pledge at the beginning of this month, and we're in the 24th day of June now. He made a pledge he was going to run 1 mile a day, at least one mile a day, or make it add up to 1 mile a day, and run 30 miles in the month of June. We're now at the 24th day, and by my estimation, I saw the latest graphic update here, Donald Football. You're at 23 and a half miles. You have six days left, so you got 6 days to get in 6.5 miles. First of all, congratulations, you have stuck with it. I never doubted you. I know some people on the internet doubted you. I never doubted you. You're doing an unbelievable job.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I'm liking where I'm at with about a week to go. Plus, it should be nice tomorrow. I'll probably go out and probably Sunday too. So if I can go into the next work week with a pretty good advantage on it, I'll feel pretty good.
Are you still getting these in the morning? Because I saw you were out at Manor Valley with us yesterday morning. And then I imagine had to come back and make sure somebody tried to keep Pony in line anyway. is it still morning on the trail down on the south side for Donnie Football?
Yeah, I've only gone in the evening once or twice. And yesterday I actually got up really early and went out at like 7:30 to make sure I got it in before I drove out there for a few hours.
How's it affecting your mood every day, Donnie? How's it affecting your physique? How's it affecting your performance in the bedroom?
I'd say that it definitely helps out my mood overall, which I know that's like scientifically proven that like exercise automatically makes your day a little bit better, which it is true. I'm doing all right with the physique, I guess, like from where I started from. I still probably got to crack down on the wings and maybe the IC mangoes a little bit harder.
Yeah, perhaps. Or, just limit them. Just take one day off. Or you know what I've seen some people doing? They are, and I wouldn't do this because I only drink one day a week and it's Saturdays. I see people have one regular beer and then a non-alcoholic beer, then a regular beer, then a non-alcoholic beer. That's their move. You hear about this?
No. Now, I've never even tried a non-alcoholic
beer. Neither have I.
Beer.
Not any time in my life.
Does anyone know if it tastes like beer?
Oh, no
yes.
Idea.
Yes, it absolutely tastes like beer. It just doesn't have the alcohol content. A question.
Okay, so I don't like the taste of beer enough to drink something that won't get the job done for me.
Yeah, there you go. You. Then drink a beer and a water, a beer and a water, a beer and a water. All right, well, answer me this. Because this was – let's not be idiots about this. Let's be real. One of the intents of this was, yes, to get Donald football back into some shape, but the other part of it was the ladies. Has there been an interest from the other sex because you've been running so much?
I don't want to comment too much, but I have had some nights after work where I may have gone out for dinner once or twice.
Now, is this with different women or the same woman?
Just like random dates. So there's one that I've gone on two with to this point.
Okay.
And then there was another one mixed in there that I went on a date before the one I just mentioned.
So Donnie Football is playing the field, so to speak.
He's an Adonis.
Yeah,
Donnie Casanova. I like it. I like it a lot. All right. Is there a future with either one of these young ladies?
We'll see about the one I've gone on a couple with.
Do they know that the other one exists?
Yeah, right.
They do now.
Playoff.
Well, I mean the first one was a little while ago, so that was like towards the beginning of June. So the one I'm a couple in with that's more recent.
Do they? Wait a minute. Did they know what you do, and are they in love with your fame?
They're aware. They're aware that I'm on the radio. One of the I told like a couple of my buddies this, but the one from the beginning of the month, asked me if I was the wing guy that was on TV a few months ago.
Was she attracted to that?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's a tough proposition right now because wings are like $35 a dozen. So
well, that's how she knows Donnie's got a steady job. He can afford wings.
Right. Okay. All right. So, hey, what is your plan? I do have to ask you. You have 6 days to get in 6.5 miles. What is your plan? Are you going to take one whole day off? Are you going to knock it? How you plan on doing this to get in those 30 miles in June?
I may slip a day off in there, and I don't want to overdo it on any of the days either. The furthest I've really pushed on any individual run now is like 1.6 miles. So I probably won't really push anything more than that, but I don't know. I mean, maybe if I'm to like 28 miles or like just over 28, I might just knock it out on that last run, you know, put an exclamation point on it. But we'll see.
All right, and is this continuing? Last thing before we let you go, is this continuing into July? Are you in love with it so much that it's not just a one-off?
I do want to keep running. I don't know what kind of goal I'll set for July, but I do want to keep this up because I think if I just did it this month, it would pretty much be a waste because then I would just fall back into like old lazy habits. So I definitely want to keep it up. To some degree.
Yeah, there's a song, Bad Habits, I believe. It's a big song.
Ed Sheeran, yeah.
Yes, you don't want to do that. All right, Donnie, thank you so very much. We'll bump into you soon.
All righty. Thanks, guys.
All right. Parlaying it into the ladies. Two of them.
That's the most uncomfortable I've ever heard Donnie sound when we went down that road.
I almost put him in the spot where I was going to do the All the President's Men thing. Like, don't say anything if you're getting some ass.
Right. Well, he knew. Now he knows the second one. See, I think he might like the second one more, but he doesn't want to break the first one's heart.
I can't believe Donnie's going on dates with two separate women and then talking about it on the radio.
Kind of put him in a jam.
Right.
That's right.
You should have given him the lyrics to that song we talked about earlier.
Oh, Throat Goat.
All right, we come right back. Epic Ending, sponsored by American Natural Eatery. Yeah, you heard that right. Epic Ending, sponsored by American Natural Eatery. If you've heard any noise in the background, our man Vic has been in here. He's been installing a new television, two new televisions, gigantic ones, and the cable boxes and this and that. Vic didn't know he was hitting the remote control, and the channel behind him on the other television was changing. And I didn't have the heart to tell him. I just wanted him to go through the whole process.
He mentioned he thought the cable box was broken. And I was like, I think it might just be the wrong one. Because that TV over there, that's changing channels right now. So not you're staring at.
He's hitting the up button and kind of growing frustrated. And the television behind him, which he couldn't see, was going 16, 17, 18, 19 very fast. So it made for great comedy.
All I could see like from Mr. my Bean. Vantage point, Mr. Bean getting all pissy with the TV. I had no idea the one behind him was switching.
Yes, I wasn't going to tell him. It made bad. It just made bad. I should have filmed it. But anyway, it was a Jim Colony type moment. Anyway, epic ending. Let's go. What do we learn? All right, I guess I'll go first. You know what I learned? That we're now in possession of the greatest lead-in song of any sports talk show, maybe in this country. The guy who wrote, the guy who produced, the guy who performed the Paw Patrol song, our friend Scott Simons, who lives in L.A. and is from West Virginia originally, but the part of West Virginia where you hear us, he is a big fan of our show and a big fan of the station, and he said, I'm going to change the words up, and here you go.
Morning show on 93.7, solving your life's problems from Green Tree Studios. Pittsburgh sports are covered by some yinzerific hoes. Colin Dunlap, Adam Crowley, Chris Mack, yeah! On the way, it's the Fan Morning Show, drinking lots of coffee. It's the Fan Morning Show, favorite of Jim Colony. When traffic sucks, we'll wake you up. Morning show, we're on a roll. So here we go, it's the Fan, whoa-oh-oh, Morning Show, whoa-oh-oh-oh, here we go.
Yeah, so there it is. So that's Beautiful. Our new lead-in song. And he says hosts, by the way, as people were questioning that. It's hosts. So thank you to Scott for that. And you'll hear that coming up Monday morning, more than likely. What do you got, Adam? What'd you learn today?
I learned that if you really set a goal and you put your mind to it, you can have some sex. Donnie Football running every single day now. He's going every day in June. He's getting svelte, and he's gotten dates with three different women. And my favorite part of the entire interview with Donnie is when he said, way back when, at the beginning of June, he had a date with a woman.
Right. Like it was 3 years ago.
Right. It's three women in a month, Donnie. Good for you, pal. Keep it up. Love it.
Playing a wide open field, Donnie Football.
Sure is.
I like it. I learned Ross Tucker not particularly high on Najee Harris. He's not a guy. I don't think he'll ever talk about him as one of the top five running backs in the NFL. And so, yeah, that's Ross's opinion, and we'll see how things go from here.
All right. I think we will see an O'Neal Cruz triple over the weekend.
Triple,
yep. And that because that turf is hard, it's going to bounce, it's going to shake loose in the corner there in that Costco that they play in, that Tampa does. So it's going to bounce around in the corner, and O'Neal Cruz will have a triple at some point this weekend.
Yeah, that's a really good one. I got the Avs finally putting down the Tampa Bay Lightning and winning the Stanley Cup final. Had they lost the game in overtime, I might have started to believe Tampa would do this thing. But nah, it's over. John Cooper all sad. He'll be even sadder come Monday.
You ready for this? Longest start of the year from Mitch Keller tonight. He'll throw six scoreless, give up a run in the seventh before leaving, I don't know, 6 2/3 with just one run given up. How about that?
They will have – this is one place where the Pirates may have as many people at a road game as they do at home games.
Manatee County relocating up to
there's so many people that are just going to make that short drive north and make their way on up. Half of Pittsburgh lives in Bradenton anyway.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So there's that. And it's Friday night. They're going to make their way up. There will be a very pro-Pirate crowd at this game tonight.
I hope
for
so.
For sure. All weekend. Oh, for sure. Certainly. There will. It's like when the Penguins play at one of the Florida locations.
Yeah.
It happens, and that's the way that it is. All right, hit the thing. Let's get out of here. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Summer's here. Now's the time. Get a great deal on a newer pre-owned vehicle. Great service, too. You'll find it at Sun Chevrolet. Hot, hot, hot. 86 today. Tomorrow, beautiful day. Real sunny day. About 90 degrees. It could rain on Sunday, so Be weather aware.
That's the weather.
Sure is the weather. Let us tell you about some golf and FanDuel and marrying the two. Step up to the tee, take a swing, betting PGA Tour, FanDuel Sportsbook, partnership with Valley Forge. Right now, new customers, they can bet the tour. No sweat first bet. If you don't win, you'll get up to $1,000 back in free bets.
FanDuel doing it again. The official partner of 93.7 The Fan, FanDuel Sportsbook, and America's number one sportsbook, by the way, for so many reasons, including this one. This no sweat first bet on the PGA Tour, up to $1,000 back in free bets if you don't win. Bet on whatever. Maybe you like somebody to finish top 10, top 20. Maybe you got somebody who you know is going to win this weekend or any other weekend for that matter. Great promos like this every day. Safe and secure, the FanDuel Sportsbook app, and you're going to get paid quickly. So see for yourself why FanDuel is the app to use. Download it today. Plug in our promo code FAN, F-A-N, and get started with your first no-sweat bet up to $1,000. FanDuel Sportsbook, an official betting operator of the PGA Tour. 21-plus and present in PA. First online real money wager only. Refund issued is non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.